everyone. It's April, and I'm here again with Tony. It's the day we always film on Fridays, so today we're filming for next week, and we just finished Thanksgiving yesterday. Everybody at my house got organic turkey for their little dinner, and everybody loved it. The cats, the dogs, and even Tutu, my bird, had a little bit of it. Of course, I can't give any turkey or stuff to the tortoises. They are only interested in green stuff and lettuce. But everybody got Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. It was really, really fun. And I also have something to remind you all about. We are doing a holiday promo. I talked about it last week, and it's started now, and it will go through December the 7th. We are doing half-hour sessions for $20 off, and we're doing hour sessions for $40 off. And you can purchase readings now for holiday gifts for your family and friends, but you got to buy it by December the 7th. They can be used, the gift readings can be used anytime until the end of January 2026. And you can also buy yourself a gift. And if you don't have time during December to do a session, you can buy one and take it when you can, like sometime in January. So you can book these by sending a request to aprilreadings@aol.com. That's aprilreadings@aol.com. Thank you for all that. So, Tony, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very non-stressful. I had a couple people over, and it was quite nice. And it was Kai's first Thanksgiving. He wasn't sure why there were two more people here. And so, of course, he was beside himself running and playing. And when everybody left, he passed out.
Too much excitement.
And he,
did he get a little turkey?
No, I didn't do that. Maybe when you
That's true. Well, Guinness got his little plate of turkey, and he was very, very greedy about it. Wouldn't let anybody within 10 feet of him because he was afraid they were going to take his turkey.
Well, it was a treat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got new treats, too. I found some that are low phosphorus, low sodium, and low protein for Biddy to have. There's somebody called Maddie's Treats, and they were developed by a woman who had a golden retriever who was in kidney failure and was very sad that he couldn't have his treats anymore. So she made some for him, and they were such a treat that she went in and started a little side hustle with it. And she's selling them now on these little cookies. They come in different flavors, and they even have one called Kidney Restore for those that are in renal failure. I guess it's got all the good vitamins and everything in it. So, of course, Biddy got some of those, and she loves the treats. Guinness hates the treats. He looks at them and goes, oh, those are medicine-y. I don't like those. But she's like, I got a treat, and they're mine, and nobody wants them. They're all mine. So I'm feeling better because I could never give out treats in front of her because I couldn't give her one of the ones that she used to have. So everybody got, stingy. I had to get stingy on the treats for a while, but now everybody's back to normal, so it's all cool.
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's life without a little treat once in a while?
I know, especially for the holidays.
Yes, at the holiday. So it was all good. And yesterday, when she eats now, she gets an ounce of ground organic turkey for her breakfast. And she gets an ounce. This goes on top of the KD food and everything. She gets an ounce of turkey at night. So yesterday we just traded out the ground turkey that I usually give with real turkey off the, it's all real turkey, but I got that for her on her. So she got her little cut of turkey as well. She was very pleased. Of course she wanted more, but I had to say, gee, I ate it all. I don't have any more. I had to hide the turkey for the rest of the day so she couldn't see it.
Oh, boy. Well, it
so
sounds like
I'm going to go. We had a wonderful time. So I'm going to go get Veronica.
All right.
And say hi to everyone for me.
You got it. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Just want to let you know that, you know, you have a long weekend here, so I hope you relax and you enjoy it if you can. And I encourage you to write in every week to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Heather. Are we given a choice when we are to reincarnate? Can we choose when and where? Or is it designed for us?
You are allowed to choose. When you are incarnating, there is a choice of things that you can do or not do. There is no one assigning any sort of detail for you. You design a story, and we call it a blueprint because it can be changed by you once you get on the planet. And you can choose where you want to incarnate. You can choose whom you want to incarnate with or not with. It's all about choice, and it's all your choice. So, yes, you do get a choice.
Wow. Okay, next question is coming from Kay. For a while now, while I sit in meditation, I feel my guides as well as other energies. How do I learn to communicate with them?
We would start by, while you're in meditation, to talk to them. Ask a question. If you can feel their energy and it feels real close, that means they should be able to talk or give you some sort of indication that they're there. Start talking in your meditation to say, you know, I'm looking to find out what your name is. I'm looking to find out what your intentions are. I'm looking to find out. They will answer. Now, it might not be a traditional answer because sometimes the verbal part of their ability might need some work, but they can always send a thought or they can send a process of a thought to you. Start talking to them out loud and see what you get, because most of the time they're going to reply back in some way, shape, or form. Maybe not with words, but maybe with a sign of some sort. And nothing is better than communicating directly with your guides and angelics. Nothing.
Okay. Nancy would like to know, my son in spirit told me I originated in the angelic realm. I don't understand what that means.
It means that the first time you incarnated or became involved in physical reality, your first choice was to choose to be an angelic instead of a human or instead of a Pleiadian or instead of an Orion. You chose that. So when you were first incarnated, you drew upon the energies of the angelic realm. Your son in spirit saw that and he thought he would mention it. But all of you come from different backgrounds, and the angelic realm is a very popular realm. And yeah, you did originate there. So it means that you're probably going to have a little bit more elevated perspective and a broader one than the average human coming in. So yes, believe your son and understand what it means. It's a beautiful, beautiful badge to wear. Coming from the angelic realm means that you have patience, experience, and understanding of things around you. So take some time, assimilate that, and really understand the gift that your son told you about.
Our next question is coming from Bonnie. What can I do to make this world a better place for animals? I am talking about dogs and cats that are participating in a difficult life path.
Well, there are many dogs and cats and animals that come into the reality, we'll say, to help support humans. And a lot of times they come in to also work on negativity that's happening, bring awareness to some sort of negative behavior. You can't save all of them because you're one human being, but you can make the world a better place by participating and demonstrating the proper way to take care of animals, by living your truth on your sleeve so that everybody can see that you're an animal advocate. Physically, you can't save them all, but on an energetic level, you can encourage others to do what you're doing. We think there are a lot of you hidden in pockets of you all over the place. And we do think reaching out to others, you may tend to otherwise in your letter that you also, you know, you donate, you go and, you know, participate in animal rescue and things like that. Encourage others to do it because it is a very difficult task for one by themselves. Encourage and lead by example. And we know you're doing that, Bonnie. We know that. And you have saved many, many lives. And encourage others to do the same. Be the advocate. Be the one that stands up and says, hey, this dog is suffering. What are we going to do about it? That kind of dialogue is necessary. So we understand how frustrating it must be to be a human who is full of empathy and wants to help and not being able to get to everybody. Get to all the humans. Get to all of them and tell them what you're doing and encourage them to follow the same suit. That would be the best way you can do this.
Well, thank you, Veronica. That was our last question. And if you'd like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And, you know, if you have any follow-up information you would like to know from the questions we had today, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we will get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, here we are. This is the week of being thankful. You have a day in your culture that marks the thankfulness that is necessary to keep the reality in good space. We think it's about the meal and about connecting with family, all of that, but it's also about being thankful for what you do have, being thankful that you can have a dinner with somebody. Decide to make every day Thanksgiving Day. Decide to be thankful for something every single day and say it out loud. I'm thankful for this. Encourage your friends to say it. I am thankful for blah, blah, blah. And that gives more energy to it and may encourage others to do the same. Being grateful for what you already have and appreciating it is a huge first step. You live in a culture where you focus on something because you want to have it. You bring it into your reality. And like a toddler, some of us put it down. Like a toddler would put a toy down when they get tired of it and forget all about it. It's important as you grow into adulthood to be thankful every day regardless. And stop lusting after things that are, you know, out of reach or something that isn't going to really feed your soul. Start thinking about how you are going to come to the table in a grateful way and give the energy to that. Stop lusting after things that are completely out of reach. If it was meant for you, it will come towards you. You will draw it towards you like a magnet. So decide today that every day is going to be a Thanksgiving day. And every day, say something out loud about how you're feeling, how grateful you are for what it is. This will only encourage more to come towards you because you're creating that ebb and flow of thankfulness that is necessary when you're manifesting. So decide to say you're going to do that and make every single day Thanksgiving Day.
Well, thank you, Veronica. Wonderful message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And we'll be back with next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.